Now let's stay with politics and talk to our political correspondent Paul Cunningham. And Paul, Mary Lou MacDonald fielded some attacks from the other parties last night for the Sinn Féin failure so far to publish their election manifesto. But today is the day. What can we expect?
Well, what we can expect is that an awful lot of their policies in relation to housing, health and childcare, which they've already published, are going to be folded into the new general election manifesto. But as I understand it, Sinn Féin is going to promise to spend €7 billion on a national retrofit plan to insulate homes across the country and claim that the current government's plan is both deeply inefficient and regressive, and they're going to flip that. And the way they're going to do it is by targeting resources at those who need it the most, with 75% of the funding directed at those in low and modest incomes. And it's also signalling a shift in how we are expanding our renewable energy system, how it's bankrolled, with the state taking a greater ownership role, and they're going to fund that with €2.5 billion. One of the other big ticket items relates to disability, where they're saying they're going to provide 3,000 new appropriate residential places because they want to end the current practice where young people with disabilities sometimes live in nursing homes designed for elderly people. And they're also going to expand by 4,000 the number of day service places which offer support to those with disabilities on weekdays.
And Paul, there's also a manifesto today from the Social Democrats.
Yep, the final manifesto, I think, is going to be aimed to on Thursday, but Social Democrats also have their manifesto today, and they're going to promise to deliver 145,000 affordable and social homes over 4 or 5 years if it is elected to government. And it also says it's going to introduce free public transport for all children. In relation to the housing, they break it down and they say they want to build 50,000 affordable purchase homes, 25,000 affordable rental and 70,000 social homes over a government term. And it also says, and this would be in line with what they've been saying for months, it would end no-fault evictions and introduce a temporary 3-year rent freeze.
And it's back on the campaign trail today for all the party leaders and all the independents. What's expected? Where are they going?
Yeah, well, Mary Lou MacDonald is going to be canvassing in Dublin constituencies. Fianna Fáil leader is going to be out in Cavan. The Roderick O'Gorman of the Green Party also going to be in Dublin. Aintu focusing on government waste and how they're going to make things accountable. So, as you said, across the country, every single party, and not forgetting the independents as well, all on the campaign trail.
Paul Cunningham, many thanks indeed.